When All Things Considered debuted 42 years ago, its voice was the assured baritone of Robert Conley.
From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Robert Conley with All Things Considered.
That was All Things Considered's very first host, introducing our very first broadcast on May 3rd, 1971. Bob Conley died this past weekend at age 85.
On that first broadcast, Conley established that this was a program that wanted to be different. His introduction to the lead story was a 5-minute extemporaneous riff, and that first story, 23 minutes, covering the tumultuous events of the day, a massive anti-war protest in Washington, D.C.
Rather than pulling in reports from all over town, we thought we might try to take you to the event, to get the feel, the texture of the sort of day it's been, through a mix of sounds and events.
40 years later, on the occasion of the show's anniversary, Conley remembered those early days as steeped in the Vietnam War.
We started, All Things Considered, almost a year to the day after the terrible anti-Vietnam protest at Kent State University in Ohio, where the National Guard fired live ammunition and killed 4 of the students.
Conley came to NPR after an illustrious career with NBC News and the New York Times, where he'd been a correspondent and bureau chief in places including London, Rome, the Middle East, and Africa. He especially relished his time interviewing and covering Nelson Mandela. He'd also worked for the Washington Post and National Geographic.
Longtime All Things Considered host Susan Stamberg was a producer on the original staff in 1971. Here are her memories of the news veteran.
Bob was a seasoned newsman with a deep-barreled voice that was made for radio, but he didn't much like some of radio's requirements, like working within the program's time constraints. So he ad-libbed his introductions to reporters' pieces rather than reading from a pre-timed script. He was marvelously articulate, but he drove the director, it was Linda Wertheimer then, crazy when his ad-libbing put a news segment into overtime. His writing was superb. I remember 40-plus years later his description of the status of Vietnam peace talks in Paris. "Trying to follow the Paris negotiations," he wrote, "is like trying to keep track of a kitten playing under a rug." Robert Conley may not always have broadcast with stopwatch precision, but he made a grander contribution. He got us off to a start and helped put in place the radio program you're listening to right now.
Susan Stamberg, remembering Robert Conley. He died Saturday night, surrounded by family, at his home in Virginia.
Thanks. This is Robert Conley. You're listening to All Things Considered on NPR News.